You're watching New Sound Waves with your hosts, John DeLuna, Brian Kilby, XV, Lady Rick, Bweebum, with Rob Springer.
It's time. Hey, everybody. It's your old friend, John DeLuna. Welcome to New Sound Wave. Oh, my gosh. What is this?
67.
What is this? It's 60-something.
67.
It's 67. Unbelievable.
That can't be right.
It's right.
Time to retire.
It's right. Believe it. Welcome, everybody. With me, it's a big show tonight, actually. We just recorded New Soundwave with a skeleton crew, and right now...
RFC.
We've got the... RFC with a skeleton crew. Now, it's New Soundwave with... A cast of thousands. Let's see here. Rob Springer, Bweebum, AKKKK, Peter, Brian Kilby, myself, John DeLuna. Special guest, Chris, are you on one of these? Are you on any of the podcasts regularly these days?
Yes,
fantastic. One of our
comic book show,
comic book. He loves talking about
the darling
comics.
Of the network. I would
actually
say.
we refer to it as the Chris McFeely show.
It kind of is. RFC is kind of the Rob Springer show. Family Versus is kind of the Chris McFeely show.
Yeah, because he's got those golden pipes, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's his show. Okay, so
Superhero Time is
the
Fort Max show.
It is.
It was pretty much Rob-free Cybertron this week, though, thanks to
Yes, it was. I mean, it doesn't hurt that, you know, Chris McFeely, with his accent, makes him just sound so much more sophisticated and actually knows what he's talking about, right?
That's true.
And he actually does.
Smart.
Right, that helps, too. But
yeah, absolutely. So this is going to be a fun show. We are recording... the week of, February 14th, and this week, one of the most hyped games in recent memory was released. It's Marvel vs. Capcom 3, and so we're going to have a pretty meaty discussion on MVC 3 and fighting games in general, but first, let's blow through some news, because there's some interesting news, a few stories here. The Xperia Play, otherwise known as the PlayStation Phone, has been unveiled, and it will launch on March 29th. It'll be powered by the Android 2.3 Gingerbread. 50 games at launch. That's probably less impressive when it's a phone, and these are all like basically downloadable apps, I guess, glorified apps. It's not like you go into a store and there's like 50 carts, you know, on the wall. That would be impressive.
Right.
But yes, this thing's going to happen. One of the most interesting things, guys, coming out of this news, actually, is apparently the hinting of a PlayStation tablet that would be pre-populated with PlayStation 1 games. So, we got a PlayStation phone, we got a PlayStation tablet, and a PlayStation 2. That is awesome. That is awesome. Let's see, a bit of a downer here. Batman Arkham City, looks like it's going to be single-player only. What's up with that?
Oh, and that's what it should be.
But isn't that kind of surprising?
I don't want no multiplayer in my Arkham Asylum.
No, I think Rocksteady did a good job in deciding that to leave it untarnished with, just random people running around an Arkham City. I think single player is definitely the route to go.
I mean, like, the multiplayer would just be like, what, like Final Fight?
Robin!
Or the only way that they would have to do it is, like, you know, the way Splinter Cell made it, where you would play as an anonymous character. And I don't know how you would do that within the realm of Batman.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Because, you know, somebody's going to
be the guy these kids beats up.
Right, because these kids are going to be fighting over who plays Batman. And it's just not going to work out.
Hey, Rob, this one's for you. You're going to like this one. So Duke Nukem Forever, the special edition, the Balls of Steel edition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes.
That's right. It's going to be $100. That's kind of... Yeah.
I'll take two.
Now, it comes with a hardcover art book, postcards, a logo sticker, a comic book, poker chips, dice, playing cards, a foldable paper craft, and a bust of Mr. Nukem himself.
All that stuff
for just $100. These special editions, I hope, are insane.
Yeah. Everything except a urinal for you to pee in.
Yeah,
and the game. They just like, you know what? We
figured it may be bigger budget, but that'll be fine.
Forget the game.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome if that came out and then the game wasn't actually in the box, because the game's never going to come out, but you'd get all that other stuff. That would be awesome.
It's like a coupon for the game when it comes out. Awesome. Awesome. Okay, so that does it for the news. That brings
that was
us.
Quick.
Yeah. We're going to keep New Soundwave nice and peppy, nice and short and brief, and your quick 30 minutes ish, give or take, of video game goodness every week. So we're gonna devote a lot of time to Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Like I said, it was released this week. It's one of the most anticipated fighters in memory. It's been teased for months. There were midnight releases. Walmart had a midnight tournament. As awesome as that sounds, that's not dorky at all. Playing at midnight in the middle of Walmart. Best Buy's had it for a few days. There have been kind of like breakout mini tournaments in the middle of Best Buy at 2 p.m. in the middle of the workday. Isn't that nice? There's only one problem.
Did you go, John?
For midnight release?
No, for the workday tournament thing.
Oh, it's possible. It's possible I took an hour and a half lunch in the last couple work days. It's possible. I just had to verify the rumors that it was out early in Best Buy. That's all. So I was, I was doing an investigation. If you're new to this, if you've been living under a video game rock, Marvel vs. Capcom 3 is the fifth installment of the Marvel vs. Capcom series. It's a very long series, very storied series. The last game, Marvel vs. Capcom 2, came out in 2000. So it's been almost 11 years. It's a series that's known for kind of wheels off, unbalanced, borderline broken gameplay, but also really, also really fun gameplay for the most part. If you're into like all offense craziness, 3-on-3 type fighting, this is not for, I would say, no offense to people who like it, 'cause I like this game, but it's not for like, say, your intellectual fighting game fan. This is kind of like, this is all for fun. This is funsies. And if you're into comics, it's got, a pretty healthy roster of people of, various fame from Marvel, Captain America, Deadpool, Dr. Doom, Dormammu, Hulk, Iron Man, of course,
Hulk Hogan,
Wolverine, Hulk Hogan, that's right, Ric Flair,
Gary Oldman,
Super Skrull, Taskmaster, which is kind of weird.
I've not unlocked those characters yet. How do I get them?
It's apparently really easy to unlock people like Taskmaster.
Flair. Flair.
Yeah, well, Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Gary Oldman.
After you like unlock Akuma, I guess, and do like a double perfect on him.
You've got to beat the game like on perfect all stars and then push Abacab B.
Oh, that's not happening.
You got to win by just blocking.
Oddly enough, if spell Dullard with the game pad, you get David Arquette, so, it works out.
Awesome.
Doing a wishbone pile driver. That would be awesome. Okay, so to the meat of it. I think I've kind of set it up. So that's what Marvel versus Capcom 3 is. Kind of wheels off, crazy. People have been waiting a decade for it. Chris, you have the game, and I have the game as of this afternoon. I put in, about a good hour on it. What do you think of it? And we'll also talk about kind of what other people are thinking about it, too. So what are your impressions?
It's pretty good. I like it. It's gorgeous. I mean, the graphic style is really nice looking, and it stands out. The only problem with it is that I'm not, like, the biggest fan of, like, the Versus style games. I'm more of the guy that's like going to like Street Fighter 4, more kind of traditional fighting. But other than that, I mean, it's fun. It plays well. I've kind of had a problem, though, getting matches on Xbox Live. I've been like, when I played it today, it took me like an hour before I even got a match. And then as soon as I got it, like the dude disconnected. Yeah.
Yes.
No way.
So I
don't know if there's like an issue with like maybe the net code, or maybe me and you're the only people that bought it.
or maybe the servers just got so overloaded, maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
That's true. One of the bad things about the game is it has no spectator mode. So,
that sucks.
Yeah, so if you don't know what that means out there, it means, when you're in a lobby waiting to play people, you can't watch the people in front of you fighting. So you literally sit there for, it could be 10, 15 minutes, depends on how long the line is. where you just sit there and kind of wait in the lobby, and you don't get to watch any matches happen.
That's like the only good thing about Dead or Alive is the spectator
mode. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, that was a lot of fun.
And on
that's what it's made for, to spectate.
It's kind of an institution.
Now, didn't they say that they're looking into maybe adding that as a update down the road?
Yeah, and
something?
They made it sound like they've realized like that's a big mistake. So yeah, it could be like DLC as soon as possible. But I mean, the fact is like everybody's, you know, really excited, and the game is just a basically a day old, and the online play sucks because of, you know, lack of spectator mode. So it's a downer. It's kind of a bummer. The other thing, Chris, I don't know if you've experienced this. It's really easy. It's like really, really dumbed down. So if you spend a lot, like for me, I spent a lot of time with Super Street Fighter 4, mm-hmm, which is pretty intricate and pretty tricky, and this is, I mean, it's super easy. It's a four-button format. You with just like the press of a button and some really easy motions, all sorts of craziness.
Why do you think they retained the four-button mode? That was introduced in Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Because it was so popular?
No, it's to get, make it, it's, this is the easy game. This is the, you know, general audience fighting
game.
Well,
yeah, but I'm just saying, they introduced that four-button mode in Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Yeah, and that's why they kept it, because, you know, that's
the
what
game,
you know,
everyone looks back at.
Yeah, I mean, because nobody goes back and plays one in tournaments. People play two in tournaments.
I would play X-Men versus Street Fighter or Marvel versus Street Fighter. I mean, those are good games.
I mean, yeah, I loved X-Men. I think my problem is that I loved X-Men versus Street Fighter. When it, you know, first came out, I was like, God, this is, like, awesome. I think I played it, like, every day. And then, like, Marvel versus Street Fighter, Marvel Superheroes versus Street Fighter came out, and it seemed like the gimmick was over. But they kept doing it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody in the chat was asking, how different is this from Street Fighter? And the answer is, it's completely different.
It's very different.
Yeah, it's very different.
It's way different. So, like we talked about, you know, first of all, the button format's different. Four buttons, not six buttons. It's got air combos. And it's also, unlike Street Fighter, when you play this game, you have a new appreciation for how balanced Street Fighter is. Because
this
game
is chaotic.
It's pretty chaotic.
It's crazy.
Compare, if you played Street Fighter, compare, say, Street Fighter 2 Turbo to Street Fighter Alpha 3 and multiply that by 50.
Right.
I mean, you know.
Right. Well, here's a good example. So today I saw a video posted, and again, this game came out yesterday. There's already a 999 hit combo.
Oh my god.
And I'm pretty sure it's 999 because there's not four digits basically.
The surprising part is the guy pulled it off, still didn't win the match.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Right.
He's just like, oh, and the other guy was like on the ground, like,
yeah. Yeah, the guy had a bullet.
So yeah, actually while we're talking, let me look up that genius combo, and I'll post it in chat.
I remember.
It probably took all of, I don't know, like 30 seconds, to be honest. And, yeah. Okay, here's another thing, Chris. Like I said, like I kind of hinted at, Marvel vs. Capcom 2 was unbalanced, and that was kind of fine. I mean, everybody kind of accepted, yeah, there's some overpowered characters in here. On day one, the character Sentinel in MVC3, he's like broken, dude. He's like way too good. Like I saw a professional player tweet. His tweet was, I see no reason to never not have Sentinel on your team. Like, no matter what your team is.
Yeah, he is pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah. So and like, you know, and he said, and that's not good. So kind of broken, dog. Kind of broken.
They can fix that though with an update, can't they? I mean, like,
yeah, they can nerf him.
It's not like there was like an arcade release of this, so they probably were just like, hey, let's throw it out there, see what they figure out.
Let's put a new ROM.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, the best part of the 999 hit combo, it's by a character from Mega Man Legends.
Awesome. Trombone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sweet. It's her combo.
Yeah, so it's like a borderline joke character that pulls off essentially a 1,000-hit combo. Good stuff. Good stuff. Okay, final point on the brokenness, I guess. So, and this is kind of a meta discussion, actually. So in modern fighting games, they've started building in something that is kind of commonly referred to or generally referred to as comeback mechanics. So ways for a player to come back in a match that they're really down in. So in Street Fighter, you have ultra combos. In some other games, you have something similar, basically just a powered-up combo that takes off a good 35, sometimes 40% life. So if you hit it, so if you're down in a round and you hit it, you're right back in the round. It's become really popular. And in this game, MVC3, there are multiple versions of that. The worst one being, or the most controversial one being, something called X-Factor. So at any point in the game, if you haven't heard, at any point in the game, you just slam on all four buttons and your team powers up. They get what's called the X Factor, which boosts their damage. It boosts their speed. They can't take chip damage, which means when you block special moves in most fighting games, you take a little bit of damage. Well, when you've got X Factor, you don't take it. And like I said, all your offense and defense basically gets boosted. The problem being with when you do that and you're already an overpowered character like Sentinel, it basically makes you unstoppable. So
he's a Sentinel. I expect him to be unstoppable.
Yeah. Well, he is. So I guess to set the table, it's gotten to the point where, and again, this game's like a day and a half old. It's gotten to the point where a Sentinel with X Factor scares everybody to death. Like you may be about to pull off like a perfect. You may be able to down, like you're about to like take out somebody with a perfect, and they turn on X Factor Sentinel, and the game is in doubt. Like literally, like the game is in doubt because an X Factor Sentinel can kill a character in 4 or 5 hits, which is which in a game again that has 1,000 hit combos.
It's pretty bad.
Why would someone want to play this?
So did they like give him all the power and take it all away from Phoenix? Because I'll play Phoenix and she'll take like 2 hits and she'll die. You know,
I don't know.
Isn't Gene's gimmick dying though?
Yes.
Yeah. That might be the reason.
You know, she does. There's a problem with the whole X Factor thing that hasn't been brought up yet, and that's you're stuck with crappy Jim Lee art, and there's like pouches everywhere, and every single character has one glowing eye, and you know. And, you know, it's like, why is Ryu so unreasonably huge? And he has all these pouches!
That's awesome.
What is he putting them things, Sandals?
So, Brian, to your point, like, why would anybody play this game? It was hyped, and everybody's like really, you know, geared up for it. But it's one of those games where it may be anticlimactic because there's all these like little things that are kind of like nipping at people now after like a day of it. Because it's terrible. I don't know, it's got some issues. It's really fun. I mean, I'll say that it's really really fun. I don't know if I think you agree too, Chris. It's just not. Oh, yeah.
It's a good
game.
It's
not perfect. Yeah,
it's not Super Street Fighter 4, which is like probably the best fighting game that's out like right now, but yeah. It's very good. I mean, it's if you want something that's not going to involve where you have to, you know, do a lot of playing to, you know, get it down, you can pretty much go into this game and you beat the crap out of somebody in like 2 seconds with the moves in it.
Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. it's no Eternal Champions, guys.
I'm gonna take a CD. I mean, I agree. Yes. There's no way.
Yeah. Yes. It's you know, they mean well. They really do, guys. But yeah, it's. It just maybe if they said, "Hey, while we're putting all these characters in here, you want to make a working game?"
Yeah, it's barely a Cosmic Carnage.
Wow,
we're going deep. That's deep on the playlist. That's a deep cut. That brings us though. Great transition, by the way. That brings us the rest of the show. I kind of want to bring it to the group. Okay, so in the past years, what have been some of your favorite video games, and what have those games done well or not well? You know, that you appreciate these, you know, now, these days. So it was Eternal Champions was. It was a good, I mean, was it a good game or was it just kind of like really impressive?
It was on the Genesis and that it was a console original fighting game that didn't outright suck. There are very few of those. Very few of those.
And if you punch someone to beat them near the edge of the screen, shit would happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome stuff. Awesome shit. Yeah, how many fatalities? Like, did every stage have a fatality on the CD, the Sega CD version?
I almost have the Sega CD version, but I've never played it.
You know, Brian, I have a working Sega CD. Maybe I need to borrow that from you.
You don't play your working Sega CD, though.
Yeah, I need to plug it up. It takes, like, 7 AC adapters and all this. Yeah.
Awesome.
The great thing about playing a fighting game on Sega CD was, you know, you're like, it's like, okay, I'm ready to fight, I'm ready to fight. It shows the versus screen. It's like, loading.
Rob's in bed.
Yeah, I'm late.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's a good shot, dude. That's a flattering profile. I'm trying to think. I think I'm actually pretty hyped. Oh, God. That's right. I'm pretty hyped for that song. That's on the Rob cam.
We'll make it cute now. It goes from my gut to my cat.
Bumper!
That is awesome. Hey, Chris, or Brian, Rob. Anybody. Okay. So one of the, I guess the game that I was personally, I guess, best at, and I don't know if this is saying a lot, was probably Mortal Kombat 2 in the arcades. That was probably the height of my powers, I guess. So I'm pretty hyped for the new Mortal Kombat, and I don't know if Mortal Kombat holds any kind of, like, nostalgia for you guys either.
I'm looking forward to it. It looks really good.
Mortal Kombat 3 kind of killed Mortal Kombat for me.
Brian, yeah. You should be looking forward to it. I mean, because it's basically classic Mortal Kombat, just with the 3D added to it. It's what you probably want.
I don't really want any Mortal Kombat.
I know you don't want any more Mortal Kombat, but Mortal Kombat 2 was awesome, and it looked like Mortal Kombat 2.
Mortal Kombat 2 was awesome for 1993 or 4 when it came out. I mean, you know, I just don't give a crap now.
Mortal Kombat was extremely early 90s, and that's the, you know, it's like, oh man, they made a new 3D Mortal Kombat. Yeah, don't care. But the new one actually has my interest too, because it's like, oh man, can I play Baraka? Yeah, all right.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I can always sit down and play as Baraka.
You can now play as Noob Saibot, because I saw a trailer for that.
God, I don't care for Noob Saibot or Smoke or any of those characters.
How about Striker? Because you can play as him too, Brian.
Striker.
Yes.
I like what's his name, Rain, the Purple Ninja. I like Rain.
Yeah, they kind of got ninja crazy.
Purple Rain. Yeah.
Purple Rain. Purple Rain.
Was it like Chocolate Rain?
I can only hope. I can only hope they bring out another ninja.
Rob, this is the cutest thing I've ever seen on the show. Yes. This is
it
not
beats
fair.
Me.
It's adorable while we're talking about Mortal Kombat that you have a kitten just kind of.
Yeah, he's no kitten.
This is not a kitten.
He is
this
no is kitten, believe me.
Ferocious kitty.
He is gigantic.
Yeah, this is a very large cat who thinks he's a kitten.
Awesome. Well, all the best cats think they're kittens.
This is not the best cat.
he's pretty awesome. He is awesome.
So, yeah, well, the other thing about Mortal Kombat that's coming out, I guess it's Mortal Kombat 9. God, 9. So, it takes quite liberally from Street Fighter 4 and kind of some modern fighting games of late, because it's got essentially like EX moves and some of the same kind of play mechanics that Street Fighter 4 introduced.
That
it's
is
got
just
that.
Too so, weird, Rob.
it's kind of this weird it's mix meta. Of Mortal Kombat 2 and Street Fighter 4. So, but we'll see. One of the things that I can't decide if I like or not with Mortal Kombat 9 are the X-ray moves. I don't know.
That's like the bone breaker moves, aren't they? It does an X-ray, and then you see like the jaw break or the rib cage shatter. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
kind of sounds kind of awesome, actually.
I think they look really cool. I mean, aren't those basically like the super moves or something? Like, there's that on top of fatalities or something.
Yeah, I don't know what they're the equivalent of. I hope they're like super moves because
I think
like,
they're supposed to be like you know in Street Fighter where what's it called? Not the super, but the you're getting beat up and then you have a chance to come back. What is it called?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about, like that rage meter or whatever, revenge meter or something like that.
Yeah. I bet they're like that. I bet it's like you're Scorpion, the other guy's Sub-Zero, and Sub-Zero is beating you up, and then you have a chance to come back, and it does the extra. I think that's what it is, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
Yeah, something like that. Man, video games, fighting games are getting so tricked up. these days. If only for the days of like time killers and things like that, right?
Oh god, yeah. Time killers.
Lop off somebody's head. You just smash all the buttons and something's gonna get chopped off. All right, guys.
When's the Way of the Warrior reboot coming?
Oh god, Way of the Warrior.
It's not.
When's Kazumi Ninja coming out?
It's not. You know what we need, though?
Any fighting game made by Jalico for the Super Nintendo.
Thrill Kill, Rob. How about a Thrill Kill?
Ooh, yes.
Tattoo Assassins.
Oh.
Ooh, that...
God so, damn, awesome. That was a good game.
What was that? There was one that was, like, really hyped I think it was GamePro. It was the one where it never came out.
Oh, no, never mind.
Remember that?
Did anyone play?
Oh my god, Rob! What are you doing? You're gonna make me throw up.
Oh god, Rob! So did anyone ever play? God, what was the game Namco released that was the 2D game that was on the SNES and the Genesis? That was basically a prequel to Soul Edge. I can't.
Is it Weapon Lord?
Weapon Lord. Did anyone actually play that?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Oh
yeah, absolutely.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So I never.
Yeah. Where it was like insanely complex, or at least it was.
For 2D games. I never played it. I think I have a card of it. Actually, my favorite fighting game that I own is Street Fighter Alpha 2 for the SNES.
Really?
With loading.
You mean the one where when you KO somebody, it freezes
yes.
for like 3 seconds?
I love that.
That part was always great.
Good stuff. Yeah, that brings up Soul Calibur. Yeah, hey, Brian, you know they're making a new Soul Calibur.
5, yeah. I love Soul Calibur, but, you know. The triplet's better at Soul Calibur than I am.
I doubt that.
You are.
You know, they can make as many Soul Calibers as they want to, but still never going to be the first one on Dreamcast, because that was like the one that...
I don't know, dude. If I'm going to play Soul Calibur, I'm going to play Soul Calibur 2 or 4. I still prefer Soul Calibur 2, but that's because... I don't know. I have a soft spot in my heart.
But you can't make your own characters in Soul Calibur 2.
I don't make my own characters in Soul Calibur 3 or 4.
I had a fantastic She-Hulk in Soul Calibur 4. I loved it.
I made a crash test dummy.
I don't know. I love Soul Calibur 4, but I don't play Soul Calibur 4, so there's kind of a disconnect. I need to not work 100 hours a week, and then I would play Soul Calibur 4.
Yep.
So sad. So when Soul Calibur 5 comes out, are you going to get it?
If I quit my job, sure. I'm kidding.
Didn't you say that you're going to quit your job when they announced Soul Calibur 4?
I did say that when Soul Calibur 4 was...
And he did.
When it was announced that Soul Calibur 4 was an Xbox Live game, I did say I would quit my job and do nothing but play Soul Calibur 4. Yeah. I didn't, clearly. I barely
no,
played
you
it.
Didn't. That's a miss, my friend. You need to pursue that dream. You need to become like possibly the first professional Soul Calibur video game player. That may be a problem because you'll be the
because
only
you're
one.
Married.
Yes,
and that. So I don't know what the tournament pots are going to be like.
Well, there was a time where I literally did nothing but play Soul Calibur 1. I mean, Triplet remembers those times, the dark times.
Those are the fun times, my friend. That's what Namco would like you to believe. Here's another one before we'll wrap up the show with this one. How about this? So here's a debate. Do wrestling games count as fighting games, or are those wrestling games?
The one on the one that came out on the PlayStation that was an arcade game, and I can't remember what it was. The 2D
those early night
one by Midway?
The one by Midway, yeah. The one that had the motion capture stuff.
Was it WrestleMania? Was it just called WrestleMania?
I think it was. I talked to Yokozuna, of course, before he died, about that. And I asked him how hard it was to do the motion capture. He said it was the hardest thing he's ever had to do for professional wrestling, was doing the motion capture for that game. And then he died.
Yeah, and then he found out breathing was harder.
Yeah.
It done killed him.
Fascinating. Dude, that was awesome. That's an awesome piece of trivia. Okay, so they don't count except for Midway's game. Because that was like glorified. I guess that was like on the cheap, Mortal Kombat-ish, cartoony, funny Midway stuff.
Yeah, basically. Like you're punching Undertaker, and like a ham comes out of his head.
Well, a ham came out of Yokozuna's head. I think bats and stuff came out of Undertaker's head.
You're right. And they just kind of creeped along the screen. You're like, you know what? What's going to come out of Lex Luthor? Oh, steroids.
Steroids. Hey, what's that needle popping out of Lex Luger's head?
It's like boom, boom, boom. Oh, Miss Elizabeth's corpse.
Oh.
Ooh, too soon.
Too soon.
Oh, Rob.
Oh, I hear the train a-coming. It's
coming around the bed. Oh, yeah, the chat brings up Clay Fighter. Awesome.
Clay Fighter. I love Clay Fighter.
I never played Clay Fighter 64. Did anyone ever play Clay Fighter 64?
Wait, was it Clay Fighter 64 or was it Clay Fighter 63 and a third?
63. Yeah.
63 and a third. Yeah. That's what it was, I think.
But it was on the same. But did anyone play that? I never played it. I played Clay Fighter and Clay Fighter.
Just played the 16-bit ones, yeah.
No.
Rise of the Robots was another one that was like a
challenge. Oh, jeez.
Brian made it the soundtrack for that.
God, I hate that game.
You had it. Like, you had it, didn't you? Or did I have it? Did I buy it?
You should have it now.
Steve bought that. My brother bought that from me. I need to buy that back.
That god-awful game.
I got to buy it. Go back to wrestling.
The game you own just because Brian May does the music to it.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Weebum?
If we could go back to wrestling really quickly, I remember with SNES, we played WrestleMania.
Yeah.
That game was so badass.
Well, the Raw game on the SNES is better, the one they did Monday Night Raw. Of course, the best home wrestling game that ever came out was Royal Rumble on the Sega CD.
Well, maybe it was Royal Rumble. Maybe. No, wait. Royal Rumble is the one that has
WrestleMania 2000,
right?
Well, I mean, okay.
WrestleMania 2000 was awesome.
Okay, I take it back. Rob's right. WrestleMania 2000, because it was based on the THQ engine that was so freaking amazing. That was the best wrestling game engine ever. But I think the best wrestling game that came out ever was what? WrestleFest?
Pro Wrestling.
WrestleFest.
Pro Wrestling.
I love me some Starman in pro wrestling. I love WrestleFest, though.
I would say Fire Pro Wrestling, but that's not really a game. That's like a tactical. That's an RTS disguised as a wrestling game.
Basically.
Basically.
Pushed a button more once.
It's almost like.
And finding that at Walmart for like $8 was one of the strangest things Triplett and I ever did.
Wow, really?
What did we find at Walmart
for $8? Fire Pro Wrestling.
Fire Pro Wrestling Returns?
Yeah.
There's like a million of them.
That's an awesome game. The one on PS2, it's really good. It's hard as hell, but it's really good.
You can like play the translation.
Any of the WCW games any good?
Yeah, absolutely. The ones on the N64, the ones on the PlayStation sucked hard.
Yeah. Mm. The THQ games were good.
Those were THQ. It's the same engine too. It just doesn't work on the PlayStation.
Just didn't work.
Was it just made by a different developer?
No, same developer, same game engine. It just didn't work on the PlayStation.
Yeah, well, they made one on the PlayStation that actually worked. It was the first one, which was the same engine, and then they, for some reason, quit using engine.
I know, I had that one. Which one was that? Thunder?
It was like WCW versus the World. No, that was the first one.
Okay, you know what's funny? My strongest memory of that is my PlayStation started, it turned off for some reason, so I turned it back on, then I jiggled the power in the back, then Ozone.
Ooh.
I was able to solder it back. I bought a soldering iron at Walmart and did my first soldering experiment successfully and fixed my PlayStation. That was awesome.
You know, we're talking about Rise of the Robots, and you guys remember all the freaking hype in like all the gaming magazines, how this was like
CG
the most
basement,
serious fighting game to come out ever.
Nobody ever said it was the most serious.
This is like it. Mortal Kombat without blood. What's the point? This is going to be the most mature. This is the best thing ever. Didn't you play it?
The one that got hyped was EGM had that cover story about that Kumite game that never came out.
Oh yeah.
The cover said, "Is this the greatest fighter ever?" No, because it didn't come out.
It's like we're going to pretend
that didn't
happen.
Hypothetical fighting game in history.
But at the same time, it's still Dak Tana. So it's okay.
Dakatana.
Dactata,
that came out though.
But it's after John Romero's going to make you his bitch for like 2 years straight of ass. Really?
So hey, who's picking up? Speaking of vaporware, who's coming? Who's picking up Duke Nukem Forever?
I'm sick of shooters at right now. So
I've played Unreal about since I got my 360. So no.
Which Unreal?
No, I'm just talking about literally every game for uses the Unreal Engine, so it's like...
Any game can use the Unreal Engine. Racing games can use the Unreal Engine. I mean, it doesn't mean anything.
Oh, no, I'm just... If I shoot one more Space Marine.
I I'm so done with shooters up until at least until next year. I'm so done.
I need to take a little break from them. And I never thought I would say that, but it's like,
I know.
God help me. The game I'm looking most forward to. I really am looking forward to the Kinect version of Halo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
How is the Kinect going, by the way? You don't talk about it anymore.
I haven't touched it since December. My friend Stan, though, just broke his ankle playing Kinect.
The question is, has your wife been using Kinect since December?
No, she had surgery, so she can't do anything.
Oh.
But she went out walking today.
And well, see, that's how the Wii had an advantage over the Kinect. Because even if you can't get up and actually move, you can still wave the little controller around.
Yeah.
Least and, you know, be honest with you guys. Yeah, it's like, I love my Wii. I was playing it right when I started earlier before the Comcast outage that kept me from
I bet
Mars.
You were. Oh,
yeah. I was. All over your mom, sir. But anyway. And you know how much motion I was doing? None, because I was playing Rampage.
Nice. Which version of Rampage?
Nice. Rampage.
Which Rampage, Rob? Which one's on the...
I've got Total Destruction, which has the original and World Tour on it also.
Oh, really? I don't like World Tour.
World Tour was sweet. I remember playing that.
I wish you would have the one there where they went through time, though. I wish I could get a hold of that.
World Tour hasn't aged as well as the original has.
No. World Tour, the sequel where they went around planets and stuff, that's not so fun, but the one where you can go through time, I enjoyed that quite a bit. I know about some damn Rampage, yo. Except for that stupid puzzler game. What the hell? I'm eating people and punching buildings.
Yeah.
On that note, on Rob dropping some Rampage knowledge on us. Rob, you're a god, man. You're a god of video games. Because you never know. You never know what you guys know. And we also got a tidbit on Yokozuna and essentially what killed him. was doing motion capture for, Midway. Yeah, fact. Put it on the Wikipedia right now. I think that's going to do it for the show. Chris, down the line, we may do like a follow-up on MVC3. We'll see, like, depending on what patches and DLC they do. We'll see. Maybe they can fix the brokenness, the insane brokenness of it sometime. Maybe kind of reel it back in. But until then, for the crew, for the big crew this week, I am John DeLuna. This was New Soundwave 67. Can you believe it? Next week, we will see you for New Soundwave 68. In the meantime, enjoy MVC3 if you've got it, and if you don't, we highly recommend it.
Or just
see you guys.
Play Zombies Ate My Neighbor.
This has been New Soundwave with your hosts, John DeLuna, Brian Kilby, XV, Lady Rick, Weebum, with Rob Springer. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Check out all our videos at tfvideo.net. Like the podcast? Tell your friends. New Soundwave is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.